The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
There it is.
You.
That's what I like to hear. Well done, Alliance. There is the Apaches giving us our theme song for 2023, and it makes me happy every day. Thank you, Alliance. They just got emails, and I didn't know if it was yesterday or today, but it was yesterday. The Eagles and the Chiefs both have touched down. They are in town. And I think they have the big intro show tonight, the NFL Welcome to the Super Bowl show, and they do this big... You know, they have introductions of the team, and they make it a big red carpet event and stuff like that. A lot going on all
week
long.
Press day, is that?
Press day is usually tomorrow because it would be the players' day off. And Craig Gass is coming in here in a little bit, and he's going to go do that for us because he has access to everything. We still don't know how, but Craig Gass has access to all of it. He will be on media row, goofing around, talking to people, getting his nose in there, and I don't know how he does it. I've seen Craig Gass do things that no human should get away with and has just really taken the whole act like you're supposed to be there theory and putting it in action. He's better than Obi-Wan about telling guards and stuff, I'm going in there.
He's not the droid you're looking for.
And then he wanders in. I got a suite at a Suns game for the finals. This was not easy to get. People with tickets, I had to go down and get them. Like, I was giving tickets to the people, and I had to go down to get them at the bottom of the escalator because there was just, we're going to make sure these are legit. This one's not bouncing off this one. They had so many security measures in place. We get up to the suite. I get a tap on my shoulder in the suite. There's Craig. He did not have a ticket.
Hey, buddy.
I said, how'd you do that? And he goes, found this back door, climbed this ladder, and I'm on the second floor. I'm like, what kind of ladder? The ladder is one of those wall ladders. It is a straight up and down super ladder, and he found it and thought, I'll climb that and see what that leads to. And he ended up in our suite, and he had a plate of cookies already. I don't know. He was amazing. So the guy has access to everything, and for the Super Bowl, it's legitimate. But he used to sneak in every sporting event ever.
And he's done it so long.
The best
one. A lot of people like, I mean, he networks.
It's not even networking with the right people. He networks with... He thinks with vendors, with people who are fans of his that might have, you know, beer guys, that with the thing in Cleveland.
Yeah, come on in.
He was at the game 7 of the World Series with the Cubs and Indians, had second deck seats, big upper decker seats. If you notice at the end of the game when Bill Murray's cheering for the Cubs, the guy sitting next to him is Craig Gass.
Yeah, that's right.
Third row in off first baseline. And he's filming it and he's like, Craig Gass is part of Chicago Cubs history and lore because one of the shots is of Eddie Vedder,
Bill Murray,
Bonnie Hunt, and a bunch of other celebrities sitting there cheering, longtime Cub fans, and there's
crying
dipstick Craig Gass standing there with his phone right in the middle of the mix because a guy recognized, hey, you're the guy, I know you, you're the comedian. It's like, yeah, I love you, man. You need one of these. And he gives him this band that gets you down to the VIP thing, and Craig's like, well, if I can get VIP, I can get down front, right? Just flashes the thing like you're supposed to be there, walks right to the front, sits down next to Bill Murray. Nobody says a thing, because who's going to know? He's got the band. He is remarkable. So we have pretty much hired him for no pay at all. He was going to do this anyway, but he's going to come in and just be part of this Super Bowl celebration. It'll be on his Twitter first and then back with us the next day, his stories. It's going to be amazing.
Is he our Radio Row guy?
Well, look, we're just borrowing it. We're kind of borrowing him.
Okay.
So it's not like he works for us. We're basically saying, all right, Craig, go nuts and come back and tell us your stories. But he'll be here this morning with whatever he's going to do. And he's already told me, I got passes for the Tuesday night thing. You're coming with me. I'm like, I don't even know what it is. Me neither. But we're going in, and there's going to be this, and it's like amazing stuff. I'm like, I'll go with you. So we'll see what happens with Craig. But it's he's going to be here, and the teams are here, and everybody's starting to get all involved and crazy about that. I remember going to the airport when the Steelers played the Super Bowl here in back in 95, 96 Super Bowl, 95 season. And that entire tarmac, I don't know if you're still allowed to do what we did, which was just wander around the airport tarmac. I would assume not.
I wouldn't think so anymore.
But, I mean, they had a little section for us, and we watched the Steelers get off the plane. U.S. Airways plane pulls up, and there they were. It was crazy. Hundreds and hundreds of people just standing on the runway.
Yeah, I don't think they do the greetings anymore.
I don't know how they do it if they do it. They corralled us pretty good, but we were wandering about. There was a lot of moving around in places, but nobody thought, well, I'm going to blow up a plane. That would be silly. And we weren't. And you could kind of tell we were all hyper-focused on watching the boys get off the plane and cheering wildly. It was pretty fun. So I understand that excitement. That's a pretty fun thing to feel. And the Chiefs landed, and then the Eagles landed, and soon their fans will be here, too. And blah. Yeah. Some guy said, he emailed me and he goes, the best thing about what I was talking about with other people talking about the city, he said, I had a city planner go, if Phoenix doesn't have a good skyline like New York or Philly or Chicago. And he's like, yeah, well, I guess you shouldn't stay, which is the proper answer. That's the proper thing to say. What's going on with your skyline? You got no tall buildings. Yeah, see, we did it right where we wisely decided to make the sprawling building five stories and not an eyesore of stupidity. Because the land used to be cheaper. And also, we're not landlocked. We can go for forever and ever and ever. So we don't need to go 80 stories into the sky. We have a very subdued skyline. It is kind of goofy. But if you're looking at it from, you know, Piestewa Peak.
It's a small skyline.
It's a beautiful, like, little building. You know, nothing special. We don't have a lot of great architecture, but some nice stuff. I guess you don't like our skyline. You should probably go back to Philly and smell the garbage that's on your everywhere. It's the dumpiest city I've ever been to in my life. Oh, I'm from Philly. I'm not listening to that. I guess you should leave. Turn the radio station off and get back in your plane or whatever it is, your carriage, and head home. Kansas City, you're fine. But we're not at all. Nobody screams, oh, I'm from Kansas City. I'm not listening to that. Okay. Cities that scream that their citizens shout out where they're from every time something happens. It's like, oh, this complex you have about how tough you are. Hall and Oates, Tom Hanks with AIDS. That's all I'm going to say to you every time I hear, well, I'm from Philly. Hanks with AIDS. What do you mean? That's what we think of. Broken Bell, Hanks with AIDS. That's it. Hall and Oates. We got the Flyers. We got hockey. We got hockey. Enough. Yeah, sort of. It's borderline, but... We've got it. Don't start screaming like you're the only town with hockey either. You're just a bunch of dicks. I mean, you could replace the word Philly with the word asshole. Hey, the guy come over, the Uber driver says something. Hey, I'm an asshole. I'm not dealing with this. That's basically what you're saying. What normal people hear when you say I'm from Philly is, I'm a huge asshole. So I did this next. Thanks, Philly. If you guess, I don't like Philly. I still think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Think it's silly?
Just going to be an intolerable Sunday night to Monday morning. Ugh. Oh, and I feel bad for the people on probably Allegiant or Spirit Airlines that have to do three stops with Philly fans all the way back to probably they land in Wilkes-Barre or something. They don't even go through to Philly.
It's going to be so loaded up with Coco Pellies and Dreamcatchers.
I got this. You know, I'm from Philly. I shouldn't have bought this turquoise guy. This little weird dude trying to blow himself. I thought it was hilarious. It's a Cocapelli. That's a flute.
Oh!
I'm from Philly. A guy bent over like that's blowing himself. Thanks, Philly guy. We shot down the balloon. I'm very excited about the balloon being shot down because it adds to the story. Biden said shoot it down on Wednesday. They're like, let's hold out. It gets over into the Atlantic. Everybody goes nuts that we had an F-19 or something just pop the balloon. It did exactly what they said it wouldn't do. They couldn't shoot it down over the states because they were worried it would just start floating all over and
collateral damage.
It was exactly what happens when you pop a balloon. It deflates and it just sinks to the earth. It wasn't you know, just spinning all over like a party balloon. It was what you'd do if a hot air balloon blew up. China said last week, yeah, one of our balloons. We'll look into it. We're not sure, but don't shoot it down. They didn't know what it was, and then came back with a story that it was a weather balloon that had gone off course. Wouldn't you know that?
And we had
Wouldn't that be your first answer? Yeah, you found it. We had a weather balloon that went bananas, and we've been looking for it. It isn't reporting back, so we didn't know where it went. So it's just floating around doing nothing. But their second day answer was, it's a weather balloon that we lost. And didn't tell anyone about losing. Like, if I was China or the United States and we had a big weather balloon that kind of went off course, wouldn't you call Russia?
Heads up.
Yeah, heads up, guys. We lost a balloon. Shoot it down. It's a weather balloon. We don't care. So we shoot it down, and China's first thing is, you've ruined relationships with us. Thanks a lot. What were they going to do? Come get it? Or just wait for it to float home?
Just let it float around. Yeah. Well, it's been floating for how long? They haven't come and gotten it yet.
Well, they're not allowed to come get it. So we're going to shoot your balloon down if you don't mind. It's just a weather balloon, right? Oh, yeah, no big deal. Just shoot it down. Bad relations. How is that bad relations? Is all you're doing is collecting weather data, and you didn't even know it was missing. Still, we rack our stuff back. We're shooting it down.
It's probably a bunch of knockoff NFL jerseys in that thing. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Dropping a batch.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be great if we popped it and just tons and tons of Cincinnati Bengals world champions shirt shot out of it?
Getting rid of waste, getting rid of all our dumb stuff.
That's how they get it over to Africa.
Yeah.
To airdrop it. But yeah, if you didn't know you had a balloon, like anymore, like we lost our balloon, don't tell anyone. And then somebody goes, is this your balloon? And you're like, yeah, that's ours. But give it back. I'm like, no. It's not doing anything bad. We're going to shoot it down then. If there's no consequence to your weather data collection, they're pissed off. They're pissed off that we shot their stupid balloon down.
Well, the other thing is evidently we've been watching a lot of balloons over the years.
Oh, yeah. Now all of a sudden, if you haven't seen these.
Oh, yeah, we had three over there.
Galveston, Atlanta, Texas. These Chinese balloons are all over. So that's another thing that makes me feel like the whole thing is a lie, is that suddenly the government's like, we're shooting it down. You're the ones who just a day ago told me that there's like 15 of them. You've never once shot one down. Suddenly we see it. We looked at it, and you're like, yeah, we got to shoot these down now. Well, what about the other ones that you've been bragging about knowing that have been floating around above us?
Did you hear in South Carolina, they had to make announcements and put out on the, do not shoot at the balloon.
You know, hillbillies
are ready.
People
were pumping rounds at it.
It was still a little high. If you got to get a plane
but still,
ascending,
there were shots fired.
Yeah. Yeah, of course there were.
I think I can get to it.
Hold my beer.
Hold this for a second. I'm boop taking down one of them chinky balloons right now. Nope, I missed by a mile. I missed by a lot. That thing's far away. Look closer to me for some reason.
He's got a spotter.
Yeah,
to the left.
The wind is
three clicks for the wind. Three clicks left. I think I got this thing, Bob. You take it down, man. You take down China for all us in the Palmetto State. Okay.
Hold my natty light.
Hold my natty.
I ain't drinking no Kirin. I know it's from over there somewhere. It's not the same, but
you take a sip of that beer, I'll know. You keep that in your left hand, your non-drinking hand. You spot me.
I try to hook it, then when you put those panels on our house, we get solar power.
Yeah, we can keep it. Get some of that discount Chinese solar power.
Stupid. But us shooting it down, we got all proud. We're so dumb. We absorb news so badly. We're so dumb. The day before we shot it down, we were told there's been like 18 of these balloons. By the people who said, we got to shoot this down, all of a sudden. 18 different balloons they've known about. Well, like balloons all over. These Chinese balloons shoot over here all the time. We know about it. We do it to them. But then they acted all tough. I told them to shoot that down. I felt real sorry for Joe Biden last night because his wife was a presenter at the Grammys. And she didn't even go on stage till 9 p.m. our time. He didn't see
He's
that.
Out.
He was there. They could wake him all they wanted. His eyes were still closed.
Doing a great job, though. It's not TV.
She could have been on a four and he would have been asleep. Exactly. I mean, you know.
I'll take a nap. I'll wake up for Jill. Shut TV. I have it. Go to sleep.
But yeah, he was all tough about the balloon.
The balloon.
20 or 30 of these things last month.
Shoot it down. Back off the president, man. He's getting mean.
Gotta shoot that balloon down.
Yeah, can't pop a balloon. Never try to pop a balloon at one of the carnivals? It's not that easy. Sometimes it bounces right off of them. Got to get an F-19 up there to do that. But they killed it. And it wasn't very exciting to see it. I thought it would be more like, I was kind of hoping it was loaded with some sort of Hindenburg gas and thing would have just gone up in smoke in a self. Like if the Chinese were smart, they would make it so it blow, like Mission Impossible just explodes if it ever, it self-destructs. Nah. Now we got divers all over the Atlantic.
I was just wondering, as it's spiraling down, you know, they probably are estimating where it might hit.
Yeah.
Just, I'd love to see the scene of all the boats scrambling.
Oh, yeah. Like a baseball going into the bay in San Francisco. People diving and swimming.
Got it.
And then they're saying, well, we can't find it. We got divers out there. Like, you didn't watch it land? Like, it's golf. You watch your ball all the way, right? It's out there somewhere. We'll get divers in the area. You're never going to find anything from that. It's crazy. So good luck with the divers and the balloons. And if you see a balloon overhead this week, it's probably not Chinese.
You'll see a couple.
You're going to see
one that's oblonged. That's a blimp.
That's a blimp. Don't shoot at it.
Yep.
Hillbillies.
If it says Goodyear, you're good.
Goodyear. If Snoopy's on it at all, and of course the Chinese are wise, they might paint a Snoopy on it.
Don't worry, Justin. Snoopy. Snoopy balloon.
Oh, wow.
It's a Rife insurance thing. Rife insurance. Snoopy balloon. Met Rife.
They'll get balloons and blimps and all sorts of crazy
There'll
stuff.
There'll be a typo on it, though. That's when we know it's Chinese.
Hey, wait MetLife. A minute. Met Rife? That's not right.
Ah, we all confused.
Uh-oh. It's this the guy just said, Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake, is that real?
Yeah, it's on her, it's on her Twitter page.
On Carrie Lake's Twitter, she's sitting in a field with a gun pointed at the sky. It says, I'm told there's a balloon that needs to
be taken.
She's
got a 12-gauge.
She's going to buckshot a balloon from 5 miles into the sky. We need to turn her loose this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we need to let people know that. And we need to cheer for her every time that people think we're insane. Is that real? She is holding a shotgun looking at the sky.
She's
balloon hunting.
Out there shooting birds.
Wow. The guy says, that shotgun will reach about 150 feet above your head. The balloon's about 59,850 above its reach. Stick to losing elections. You're good at that. That's the first comment. She's a tough guy in the balloon with a shotgun. Oh,
hilarious.
Man. Carrie Lake. The macho man standing out there doing her thing. I like her. That's pretty fun stuff. Yeah, so most locals are basically saying they're going to stay put this week. Can't say that I blame them. I did go out on the bike yesterday and hit the trails, and it was packed. And I think a lot of people from out of town were on Trail 100 yesterday and Trail 1A because there were a lot of flip-flops thinking that this is just a leisurely stroll. I saw two downed ankles. And then my favorite thing was two guys on bikes that were rented were on top of a hill. And it wasn't a big hill. You get to, the climb that pretty much gasses you right off the bat and then you're fine. It's the top of this little hill. And at the top of the hill, these guys were looking around. Over away, there was another dude in a red shirt waving his arms, screaming, I'm lost! I'm lost! But you can see the people you're meeting, and there's like a trail.
I'm from Philly! Yeah, good, stay there!
I'm from Philly, we ain't got this!
He's standing at one end of the trail, waving his arms at his friends, who were just screaming, follow the trail!
I'm lost!
You can see us! You're not that lost! He was scared to death.
Wow.
And you just hear
about rattlesnakes.
Wow. It was a beautiful day. If there's any day to be lost. And by the way, from where I was at that point, you can see houses. You'll figure this out. But the pure panic from the out-of-towner standing in the desert thinking, I got about 3 hours to live. I'm not going to have enough water. There's no food out here. Suddenly they think they got to eat bugs and dig up a coyote. And it was the weirdest thing. Like I told him, you guys are like one turn away. He's right there. It just looks far because we're up. You drop down this hill, it cuts you back over. Yeah, he'll figure that out. Will he? Because I think he's pretty resigned to the idea of not moving at this point. He's waiting to be rescued. He wants a helicopter. And there were a few people who were Philly strong. And in that, I mean the cheesesteaks that were working some bikes. And they shouldn't have been out there. There was a lot of heavy panting and first-timers that they, first day in the city, they decided to check out all we've got. And
enjoy the sun poisoning.
Well, the sun was the least of my concern for these two. Their hearts were being tested. That's no joke. That ride is like, for a first-time person, you're like, I'll go mountain biking. We have different mountain bike trails than most places. They're kind of smooth and high hills. And so we have bumps, and those rocks are like razor blades and cactus and all that stuff. You got to be smart. But these, there were a couple of, you know, remember those two fat guys from the Guinness Book on the motorcycles?
Yeah.
A father's son was doing that.
Wow.
And I passed them, and they're like, that's amazing. They could barely move. And the breathing, you could hear them. Like, hey, Darth Vader, you
Let's
guys want
to do it, Junior.
Pull it over. Well, they got halfway through and realized, oh, no.
Is that it?
That's not as beautiful as I thought. This is miserable. I'm blacking out. I'm from Philly. But we're going to see a lot of that. You're going to, Mike, I wonder what the FanDuel over-under is on a mountain rescue this week. Got
negative something.
You don't, do you think?
I'm saying,
it's going to be an easy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think by Thursday we'll have a couple. Camelback is going to be.
You're not going to win any money on that.
No.
Unless you go, you have to go the over.
Yeah. For every 100 you put down, you get a dollar.
8 rescues by Thursday. Big money.
Yeah. It's as good as betting that DeAndre Ayton's going to get one rebound. You're not making much off of that. But yeah, mountain rescue. I think it would probably be Camelback. That'll be the most popular one. But I saw a lot of flip-flops yesterday.
They're qualified if you're saying the Philly cheesesteak factor's kicking in. Squaw Peak could work just as easy.
Squaw Peak will hurt you.
They'll just have to wheel them down. It's not so much, bring the helicopters. It's just getting that giant mono wheel.
Big wheel. I've seen it in action. I've seen it with a small person, and she barely fit in it. If a
big baskets.
If a Philly fat got in one of our baskets, they're going to need a double wheel. Because those Philly fats are large humans. They drag that big Philly fat up that hill. Oof. Because it doesn't look like much. They're like, that's a mountain? But you climb Camelback and you...
It'll get the heart rate going.
You'll kick your ass, especially if you're Philly fat.
Wit whiz or without,
Wit whiz.
Oh, jeez, here we go.
I think and Philly fats are, look, I'm from Philly.
There's going to be so much whiz on that hill.
I'm from Philly. They'll probably put a Rocky statue on top of it if they get there.
I'm okay with that, though.
That would be kind of neat. At the top, you can just barely see a little Rocky statue on top of the back of Camel. Yeah.
They don't look like a camel.
It's laying down. I'm from Philly, where I get camel. Oh, God. Can you just quote your most notable person and say, I can't go for that?
Hall & Oates, Philly soul.
Yep.
I'm a man eater.
Hey, whoa, wait a minute, pal.
Calm her down there.
Daryl and or John. But yeah, so we got all this to look forward to all week. And the NFL experience will be fun. And then you got the Phoenix Open, which is going to be our crown jewel of, they said 380,000 expected Friday or Saturday.
Ooh.
That's not total. That's a day.
You're not getting out of Scottsdale for.
You're stuck.
Overnight.
Yeah, and good luck, because the fees for a hotel room are $1 billion. It's going to be pretty amazing. So we'll see. The city is in a weird funk. It's different than any other Super Bowl that we've had here. For some reason, this one feels huge. And I don't know why. This one has, like, giant written all over it. Compared to the ones we've had in the past that didn't really clog up our world, like this one seems to be, like, the perfect storm.
And still in a phase where, hey, it's good to get out. We can go to things now.
Yeah.
They're still in that mode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm worried. Mountain rescues, I'm guessing the over-under would be, what, three? Three good mountain rescues by Saturday? Because they got to fill time. And they've been locked up since October, Philly and Kansas City. So they're going to be outside, 75 degrees, trying to climb Camelback.
You see the big wheel basket filled.
Oh, yeah.
Patient covered in the Flex Seal blanket.
Water. You're going to hear that a lot on the hills.
Oh, my ankle. Water. I need water.
Those Philly people are going to be screaming for water.
Oh, no. Water.
You got a water ice?
give me water ice. We don't have that. Just take a sip of our goddamn water. And I'm from Philly. We need water ice.
No.
Get some whiz. No, we're not going to give you whiz. You fell down.
Whiz. Put whiz on it.
I'm going to check fries if it's blown out. The whiz is gone.
Oh, the whiz is gone. The full industrial cans of Costco whiz is gone. Go ahead, whiz. Go ahead, whiz. Put whiz in it. I'm from Philly. I put whiz in my salad.
What? No hoagie buns?
Yuck. Good. God damn it. San Francisco is a decent group. I mean, they're a bunch of liberal weirdos, and but the good ones would have shown up. And they want to go home. They don't want to be here. We could have set Carrie Lake loose on those San Francisco libs, and they would have never wanted to come back. They would have lost their minds. Carrie Lake shooting at balloons in the sky. We should put hot air balloons up with like a Chinese writing on them. Just have Carrie Lake taking them down on TV. Just like let her go crazy.
She's at the border right now. Same outfit.
Down there just shooting at the sky. Well, let the Mexicans in. I love them compared to people from Philly. What in the world? Oh, yeah. Brett's doing a little dance, making a little love.
No, I was wrong track here.
Oh, I see what he's doing. Are you bringing her in?
Yeah.
She's here, ladies and gentlemen, shooting at balloons in the sky. Carry the Macho Man leg.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to our beautiful bird, Philadelphia. But don't get too crazy trying to get higher than me, because I'll pluck you out of the sky like a dove in October. Oh, yeah.
It's going to explode. Did you hit the balloon?
I was shooting at the balloon, and you might notice, Brady, that there's no more balloons to worry about.
Great shot, Carrie.
I plugged it. I was shooting high and hard and got her out, baby. Oh, yeah. Carrie, the Macho Man Lake don't tolerate no chinky balloons over her country.
What else you got planned today?
Thanks, Brett. I knew Brett would like that one.
You just got a vote.
Oh, yeah. Going to Senate with my shotgun and my one eye closed. Eyeballing those Chinese invaders coming through the sky balloon style. I'm heading to Albuquerque for a little while just for a big turkey shoot practice round. You better not even squint in front of Carrie Macho Man Lake, because I'll shoot you dead. Anyway, I'm going to shoot at you, and I'm going to shoot at you, and dim some guy is going to try to shoot at me, but he's not going to win, because there ain't no beating Carrie the Macho Man Lake. Now it's off to Bass Pro Shop, because I'm going to get myself a bow and arrow and try to take him down the old-fashioned way.
Working on all the hunting skills.
Oh, I got them, too. And my golden lasso, like the Wonder Woman that I am, we'll pull her down and we'll find out what they know. Carry the Macho Man Lake out.
Jesus Christ, that lady is crazy.
She's got 9 a.m. at Sport Clips. I know she's
got that hair. Yeah, she got that haircut. Is that where she gets it?
Yeah.
Are you making fun of her hair?
A little bit?
It's short.
Oh,
sporty.
I see.
Sporty.
Like Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
I'm calling her a lesbian as well.
No.
Nobody brings my sexuality into question, Brady, without a fight. Now, if you want to have a dick-waving contest, sir, I'm all about it. Because I'm pretty sure that my is longer than whatever God blessed you with.
Put the kettlebells down.
Never!
All right.
I wonder who'd win the contest, her or Beth?
Oh.
Just whipping it out there, I mean.
Whew. Beth got a big one.
More energy out of Lake right now.
I think Carrie just wins based on the energy. Yeah, the BDE comes off Carrie. Beth is just packing.
Uncle Milty.
Beth packs a big punch down south.
Just enough to win.
She pulls out just enough to win. But I think Carrie might give her a run for her money. Carrie has got a big penis. I can't believe that post is real. That is hilarious. Anyway. But that would have scared. Imagine San Francisco if they'd have done anything. Carrie Lake shooting at balloons out in her backyard. Would have, I mean, those liberal loons from San Francisco would have run away from this place. Kansas City, just again, you're an innocuous gray face that'll come and go. We won't even notice you.
Great barbecue, though.
Amazing. Their food's good. And they might complain. Oh, yeah. They'll complain a little bit about the barbecue. But they know they have the best. Eric's Family Barbecue is going to give them a run. Our friend over there at, what's that, Wing Place?
Booties.
Yeah. They might, you know, give you a challenge. But I don't know what to expect. I just know that I'm going to lock up pretty good. I got a couple of things I kind of have to go to. But I'm for the most part, I'm going to board it up for the week.
Board and Craig aren't going to Mission Impossible?
Well, I want to follow Craig around in a Mission Impossible because I'm all about, you know.
That Tuesday thing could be pretty fun.
It's only I don't want to go anywhere with Craig Gass where we've got tickets.
So you're not going to Gronk's party and maybe like
if I'm with Craig, I'll follow him because I am all about that.
I went to Magic's party the last time. I mean, things have changed. That was it.
That was
Jets and Sticks.
Oh Jesus, that was a long time ago.
But and it was the same thing. Guy had tickets and like, you want to go? Okay, go.
Yeah, you could get into stuff then. That was not like now. It's crazy security to get in all of it. Craig can get through. So I'm a big believer in act like you're supposed to be there and walk right in. There hasn't, but I use it at like the botanical gardens or the zoo. Like, I don't go to big events and sneak in, although I have. I snuck into SeaWorld once, which was pretty hard to do, and I knocked that out of the yard. Just noticed that there was a door open, and we're standing in line, and I'm like, that goes right to SeaWorld.
Let's see.
And we popped right in and just acted like we were supposed to be there, and that was it. I do it at Suns games every game. I faked my way down into that VIP section every game. I say it on the radio, and nobody can stop me. I've got the wristband. You can't. Got a system. You break my system, you break me.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. I love breaking and entering. Love it. And Craig's the best at it. So if I go out with Craig and it's just tickets and, like, what's the point of this being with you? Find me that ladder. Let's get up on top of this thing and do some damage. Get into the good VIP section. We'll see. But yeah, I got a couple of events that I've agreed to go to that I'm like, ugh. Once I get there, I'll be fine, but the process is going to be brutal.
That's the thing.
Yeah. I don't want to drive to it. I don't want to be part of it. Just, ugh.
That's me on the Open's probably the most.
Ugh.
Like, oh.
Are you going?
Not right now.
I'm going, ugh.
You guys haven't been roped into that like normal?
Or? I'm roped in. Ugh. And again, once I get there, everything will be fine. I'm looking forward to the people that are going to be there. Yeah. Like, you know, I like
it's getting there.
It's just
it is fun when you're there, for
the
sure.
The getting there part. And, yeah, we'll see. But if Carrie's there, it'll be great.
Oh.
Every golf ball that flies by, she's going to shoot it. Not today, Gibbill Park. Yeah, Carrie is going to lose it. But, yeah, we could have set her loose on those San Franciscans, and they'd have gone back with stories about how horrible it is here because Carrie's got legs. We didn't think about that when we were voting. And Katie Hobbs is all welcoming and like, come on in, move here. Like, no way. Carrie Lake's
tourism
like,
money.
Well, tourism's one thing, but making them stay. Like, we got to pick up some attitude. And the fact that the weather is going to be as perfect as it gets is just, ugh, this is a tough one.
This place is amazing.
Exactly. Oh, I'm a little less worried about the people that are going to be here than the ones who are going to watch it on TV. Because the TV will show Sedona like it's 5 minutes from
here.
Oh,
yeah, sunset.
And the Grand Canyon like 2 minutes away. It's really far. But they make it seem like it's all within, like, a bike ride away.
Yeah, they need to show, like, Maryvale and AJ and, you know, the west side.
Yeah, before you get too excited, friends, let's take a look at some of the murders. Wrong way drivers, all sorts of crazy. Yeah, the meth houses, Guadalupe should be featured somehow. But
VRBO signs up.
Anyway, they're moving the homeless out. They're sweeping them out of into what they call the zone. Which is downtown, and they're sweeping them already. I can't say who, because he'd get in trouble for telling me this stuff, but a friend who happens to be in a city job, he told me, he said, yeah, it's imperative we pick them up.
The sweep is happening.
Pick them up and dropping them off from high population areas like
So where are they putting them? In the zone?
Like the zone.
Right down there by the Capitol?
Down in the Capitol. Okay. And then there's another one up in Scottsdale. They're dropping them off up there, and they're zoning it out. And I didn't know this, and this is our money going to. They're like paying extra for more food and stuff to keep them there. There you go. Look, there's like cornhole. They're giving them games. And
give them meth. They'll be fine.
Yeah, that's it. Just over there. Big meth pile. Yeah.
Maybe that's the place to go watch the Super Bowl.
Down in the zone. Big TVs. Yeah, they're worried. They had to sweep Margaret T. Hance Park because that's got loads
that
of
that huge event,
humongous, and they are scooting them out, and they can't scoot them downtown because there's stuff going on there. Let's move you guys and just wedged them on over to the zone. But if you go down there right now, the because there's a dude who stands on the 7th Street and 10 over like the off ramp.
Yeah,
and he is rough looking, and he's there every time. And this dude is rough looking. I've been by when fire trucks are propping him up. He's not going to make it. And then the next time I pull up, there he is again. He's not there. And that little walkway is usually a bunch of, for a better word, tents. And, they have little buildings.
At 7th Street, and that overpass, for some reason, gets the extremes.
Well, it's gone.
And you had that lady without the calf for years. She had, that.
And that bone.
It was just the bone.
She made me take the HOV lane. Off 3rd because I couldn't look at her anymore. I remember I used to get off on that 7th Street when I'm like, ugh. She'd stand there and she had a human bone for a leg.
Yeah.
There was a few, but that I was there just the other day, swept clean. I'm like, wow, that's never been that nice. So it's pretty nice downtown right now. We need to unleash the zone on Sunday night all around where the Philly people party. That's it. Rob them blind. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there?
All right, wake up song time. And, of course, you guys know it's brought to you by our buddies at Action Ride Shop. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. You want to hit the trails this weekend? Action Ride Shop's a place to do it. They got rentals. They got sales. You need to buy a new bike. You want to rent one just to check it out. All the accessories you're going to need. And if you got that old bike in the garage, needs some repairs to get out there. They got the best wrenches in town. So go check them out, actionrideshop.com, or just stop in and visit Josh and the boys over there at Gilbert Road in Southern.
My friend just bought an electric cruiser.
So not a mountain bike, but just to cruise around town.
And I didn't know that, because the electric mountain bikes don't have this.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Josh right now over at Action Ride Shop and rent one of these. It has a button. You don't have to pedal. And it gets 26 miles an hour. You're flying on this. It's true. That's what I think people think when I say of the electric mountain bike. Oh, you can just hit the button. No. You got to pedal that thing. This one just, it's got a motor.
That's what that tandem I did a couple years ago back in San Diego with Kirby on the back.
So fast.
Oh, yeah.
I was nervous riding that thing around, but I'm like, oh, this changes everything. I prefer a pedaling bike. This is basically a moped.
Kinetic or whatever.
Kinetic is you have to work the engine.
To get it going.
To move it.
Which
it works
is like
off
the mountain
own,
bikes. Yeah, yeah.
Works off its own energy. This is just you pump
straight
it
up throttle.
It's just a throttle. Yeah. It's just you just gunning it. And you don't have to pedal because I hit it right off the bat and I'm going. It doesn't store energy. It's got it. It's charged. I couldn't believe how fast those things are. And if you're lazy and you want to tell people you went on a 10-mile bike ride, that's the route to go. You're not going to drop a single pound. In fact, you're not going to do anything, but you can lie and tell people how active you are. Well, we rode the canals, 41 miles. Wow. You look horrible.
On the list, AC/DC's Whole Lotta Rosie for Lizzo, Mastodon, Metallica, Hollywood Undead, Falling in Reverse, Clutch up there twice, Megadeth, Seven Dust, Jerry Cantrell, The Cult, Drowning Pool.
Dick Eye's a great song. That's the old one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's not the first really first Jerry one. Album.
I don't know. Watch the World Burn's pretty great. Falling in Reverse Larry is all over that band. Is that the one he's loving right now?
I think so,
he just won't stop playing their videos. Their videos are incredible. I don't really care, Brett. I'm looking at this and I don't have one that's jumping, so you choose.
I don't know. The Cantrell one has never popped up before.
Let's do Dick Eye by Jerry Cantrell.
All right.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
His first album, solo, was really good.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to much since, but that first one was pretty awesome. So, Dick Eye by Jerry Cantrell. We haven't done that for a while. This guy says, I just wanted to say thank you. I'm a native born here to the Valley. So I've seen radio stations come and go my entire life, all the way back to Chris and Crux. I'm a retired police officer with 30 years of Valley Agency and plenty of experience dealing with the entire spectrum of humanity. Your morning show is nothing short of awesome. God, this guy's right. Never heard somebody more right. It's obvious that you have a great understanding of general human populace, which makes you outstanding. Not so much because of what you say, because any radio station can provide newsworthy banter. What I respect is how you deliver it. You're a master of it, combining humors with, or your humor with logic. This guy's onto something. I really don't even care for most music that you play, but I don't and will not switch because listening to you is a great start every day. So many people have logical, don't have logical thought anymore. You're an everyday reminder to me that someone does. Respectfully, Ben Robertson. Ben Robertson, you are an early candidate for Listener of the Year.
Yes, he's in the running.
Thank you, Ben. I'd love to try to argue your points, but they're so perfect, salient, and well said. I'm proud of you, Ben, for recognizing my brilliance. You know, you should probably call me Gary or Kid Harpoon. I can't tell what.
That's your Steve Holmberg.
Oh, my mailman. So Saturday, mailman knocks on the door. He knows better. And I go to get the mail, and he's already across the street. And in there is a address change. And it says, name Stephen Holmberg, ? And I looked at him, and I said, did you do this? And he's like, I heard it this morning. He listened on the podcast on the weekend. And I said, this is very funny. I like this a lot. And he goes, ah, I figured, you know, might as well just rename you. Like, that's perfect. Still not a peep out of the people that tried to cut my knees out from me.
Publication's been shut down.
Yeah. They're hard-hitting journalism when they're trying to take a guy down and not know his name immediately makes all your facts questionable. You are a terrible journalist. I won't even give your paper or you credit. But you tried to do a hit piece on me, and you didn't get my name right. And I love every second of it. I love every second of woke victimization, trying as hard as they can to cut me off, and losing on their own merit. Just coming at me with the wrong name. And it's like, okay, you didn't do any research. Your story means nothing. Nothing. Hilarious. And you'll hear the Queen Creakers calm it down. Or I'll send Carrie Lake over there again, and we'll end this thing.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.